Back here on WesternKansasNews.com for calls of the game here featuring Scott City and Goodland. The Beavers leading 43-0 at halftime. And we'll combine the third and fourth quarters well with a running clock. That kept things moving pretty quickly and limited the amount of plays and got everybody out of there sooner. They have the 45-point clock, a running clock, in the second half. So, anyways, the start of the third quarter would be Goodland's ball. They would have one play here. They would take a return to about the 23-yard line, and it only took one play for Scott City to get the ball back in the opening seconds of the second half. Cowboys will set up at a four-receiver set, twins to both sides. Shotgun for the junior quarterback, Leighton Kier, two-year starter there. Scott City with four down linemen. Rolling to his right is Kier on first down. Will throw it. Caught, and is it intercepted? It is! It is an interception for Kevin Serrano. It was slightly overthrown for the intended receiver, Henry Cole, and Serrano on the ground at the 35-yard line makes the pick. Scott City plus two in the turnover department tonight, and they will have the ball at the Cowboy 35 in the opening seconds of the second half.
So the interception, the second interception tonight by Scott City, would be setting up the Beavers at the Cowboy 35-yard line. It'd be one of the longer drives of the night, but mostly the backup running backs and most of the first-team linemen in there, and even quarterback Harrison King staying in there. And the Beavers would march it down the field and pretty much all on the ground there, and then it'd be the quarterback King finishing the drive off on a busted play from inside the five-yard line.
8.5 to go third quarter. Scott City up big, 43-0. Doing set up here and bust a play. King will rush it left side. Stiff arms his way into the end zone. His first career rushing touchdown. King showing a little bit of surprise that time with the stiff arm and a 2-yard run. And he has his first career rushing touchdown. And it's 49-0 with 8:23 to go third quarter.
So the running clock with a 45-point margin, a 45-point rule in effect there, would start running with about 8:21 to go third quarter. Scott City would miss the extra point. It'd be Alexis Reyes' first missed PAT of the year, but the Beavers would go up 49-0 and force a running clock. Goodland would have probably their most sustained drive of the night. On their next series, they would go about 7 or 8 plays, and then it was the defense stepping up yet once again, forcing a turnover.
2:28 to go third quarter, trailing 49-0. Full receiver set, a man in motion from right to left. That is Mason Murray. Now back to passes. Kier looking left on first down. Pass is going to be picked off. Jackson Lewis on a throw that's made by Jackson Lewis, and it'll be the third interception of the night. So Scott City ends the drive that time with 2 minutes to go third quarter.
The Scott City defense has been solid all year through the first 12 quarters. No touchdowns, just 3 points given up. But they had only forced one turnover through the first two games coming in. Well, on Friday night, they get 3 interceptions, and that helps out the plus-minus turnover ratio for the season. It puts it at -3 now after 3 games, so an improvement there for Scott City's defense as well. The teams would pretty much trade the ball back and forth. The Scott City would punt for the second time in the game. That'd be early in the fourth quarter. Goodland would punt again with about 7 minutes to go. Scott City would be on the Goodland side of the 43 with about 7:07 to go and up 49-0. And with the running clock, it doesn't take long to get the clock run down, the continuous clock with no timeouts. And so the Beavers were able to move it down the field with their second and third stringers in there as well. And they would get down to about the 10-yard line. They faced a fourth down. They had to snap it, otherwise a delay of game would take place. So on fourth and 10, here's how the final play of the ball game sounded.
It'll be a toss right side to Chase Thomas. He will try to bounce the outside. He'll try to score. He will. Touchdown, Scott City, with 4 seconds to go. 55-0 is going to be the final. Thomas with the 9-yard run.
As time ran out, he scored, and the final would be 55-0. The extra point was not even attempted, and why bother with it being 55-0? It's not going to be a difference in the ball game. But Scott City completes their fourth consecutive shutout over the Goodland Cowboys. They've outscored Goodland in 4 consecutive years, 200-0, and that's very surprising. Goodland, a young team, they did show some promise along the way as well. I thought they had some good plays during the game. They do have a pretty good quarterback and junior Leighton Kier, but Scott City just very dominant. They really bottled him up pretty good throughout the night there, and we'll get to some final numbers, but it was good to get everybody into play that was suited up, and the Beavers run out of Goodland with a 55-0 win to improve to 3-0 on the year. More importantly, they're now 1-0 in district play. We'll have a wrap-up, including comments from assistant coach Dakota Hayes in our final segment when Sounds of the Game continues.